Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox. Would you help?
Oh, First of all, let me say this. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And I like to fight. I'm just going to keep it real. The neighborhood I live in, I like to fight. Now, the question tonight, as I was reading the question too, and I read the question, I heard it. We do tend to forget. But the question, when I started reading and studying, one of the things that came to me was, what is the individual asking? What are they asking? They said, I want to get back on the right track. And me too, I prayed too. I said, I don't want to say anything about nobody, mama, but I'm going to be honest with you. When you wrote that, whoever the writer is, if you're in this room, if you know the writer, please let them understand one thing, that it sounds like, in my opinion, when I read it, mama just 2 seconds off fighting too. She about ready to whoop whoever the writer is, she about ready to whoop you. So I'm going to keep that clear. The fight is in you. But the question is now, I believe the person was asking the question was, I need to get back on the right track. So in other words, I've been right. I know how to be right, but I got pulled off.
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. In the new year, I got to keep on saying this. I don't like church people. Church people get on my nerve. They really do. I'm sorry. If you church and I offended you, y'all church people get on my nerve. They too holy. They ain't never done nothing wrong. Their whole entire life, they was born saved. They in church saved. They ain't never done nothing wrong. And I don't like church people. And what this individual is saying is that I'm not a church person. And it sounds like in the letter, somebody convinced the person they might be a church person. And he or she walked their life, thought they was a church person until somebody pushed the wrong button. And they found out, I'm not a church person. So now they're stuck in this dilemma because somebody else is talking to them. I'm just paraphrasing. Somebody else is talking to them, telling them all the spiritual aspect. But can I drop this one in somebody's spirit? They ain't reached spiritual yet. They trying to get there. And so, Reverend, what is your answer to the question? Because it is a very hard question. Here's my answer. Paul put it like this. I like Paul. Paul reminds me a lot of me. Paul put it like this. When Paul gets through talking about everything he was talking about, I'm going to go through this real quick because time is wrong. I like Paul put it like this. Paul says, listen, every time I try to do good, are you with me?
Yes.
Evil is always around me.
Yes.
Paul made it clear that I am not a good Christian. I'm trying my best to be. And every time I walk the path of goodness, evil has a possibility of showing up. Now, I love that. I'm going to take that with me. I too, as in a mental institution, I was relieved and had my reprieve because my oldest one is 33. My youngest, my biological youngest one is 22. But then I fooled around and got caught back up and got put back in the rubber room because now I got a 5-year-old. Lord, let me tell you. Let me tell you, I thought I was free. And I got to tell you something. I love the fact because my first two, I wasn't really spiritual. They saw their daddy do a whole lot of stuff. I don't mind telling you like it is. They saw their daddy do some things. And when I look at the result of what I've done and watch my seeds and some of the trouble they've gotten into, I had to apologize to them because the walk they saw me do, they tried to follow.
Yeah.
And so I said, God, why you got me in this mental institution again with a 5-year-old? And God says, I want you to get it right this time. So now in front of my 5-year-old, my walk is totally different. And my oldest two can see my walk has changed because no one really likes change. I don't care how saved you are. Change hurts because I'm so used to being who I used to be and I have an identity. Now I have to change it. And I had to change my identity with my 5-year-old. So now here is what I want to drop to the writer. I'm not asking you to stop fighting. Because I believe God called you or God chose you to be who you are and he needs some fight in you. I believe because they said I'm a soldier in the army. But now it's pick your fights and know how to fight when you pick a fight. Don't just fight the fight because you're a good fighter. This time fight battles that really matters and when the end of the battle is over, you can always become victorious. And so I've learned with my 5-year-old, Because there is some things as a pastor, folk push your buttons that you want to sometime tell God, excuse me, can I step up under the cloth for about 5 good minutes? That's all I need. I really need 3, but 2 I need to warm up. So 5 good minutes. I promise you, God, I'll come back and I will repent. But in front of my 5-year-old, God doesn't let me go there. So I have to learn how to now fight a different battle. And so now my words, I pick and I choose when I say them. And I really want to use my hands, but God have me use my hands in another manner. And that's to search my scripture to find out how to deal with my fight. Paul not only stated that enemy, that evil is all around, but Paul said in order to enhance change, Paul said one must now renew the way you think. And when you start thinking a brand new way, I guarantee you, your strategy of fighting will be totally different. Now, I got to tell you this as I get ready to close. Michael Jordan, in my opinion, and I believe in the world's opinion, is one of the greatest basketball players to ever play the game. Mike, when he got older, he knew he was still a basketball player, but he couldn't dunk and fly to the rim like he used to. So Mike had to change his style of game. And Mike came to the hole and he would come in, he'd do a little fadeaway and the ball would hit. Everybody couldn't figure out what Mike was doing, but Mike said it like this: I had to change my strategy. I still became the champion, and I used to fight aggressively with the dunks and the slams and all the pretty, but now I just come in as if I'm gonna beat you up, and I just pull back and just let it float on you. Watch this one as I get ready to leave. LeBron said the same thing: I'm getting older now, and my game has to change. Now I'm a finesse player. I'm no longer the aggressive player. Where you going, Reverend? Thank you for asking. Somebody in the room who wrote the letter, know somebody who wrote it? Stop telling them to be an aggressive player. Start being a finesse player. Tell them that they need to understand that the strategy of fight is not always with the hand, but it starts with the energy of the heart. And when one know how to fight with the heart, you'll always win the battle. Oh, you ain't hearing me up in here. Al Hudson made a good song, and I love to hear that song. Every time I get my buttons pushed. And the song goes, don't bring it up, don't bring it up, don't keep bringing up the past. That's what Al say. And every time I get in that position, I gotta sing that song. I'm through, Jay.